The Jazz Department at UNCW is kicking off performances for its 20th anniversary jazz workshop. The community is invited to Beckwith Recital Hall tonight for the jazz faculty performance, then a morning and evening sextet and big band alumni concert on Wednesday, and finally the free student combo concert on Friday. The jazz workshop has a special place in percussionist Michael D'Angelo's life, and he's here to tell us all about it.
The UNCW Summer Jazz Workshop for the last 19 years has been the premier summer workshop for jazz students in North Carolina. It's a week-long intensive jazz workshop covering everything from large and small jazz ensembles to jazz history, jazz theory, improvisation. There's one-on-ones and master classes with the faculty. And from Sunday afternoon to Friday night, the students are 100% engaged in jazz. And this year is extra special because we're celebrating our 20th workshop.
Kind of an extra special thing to an already really special event is that you were a student at the jazz workshop. How many years ago?
I was. That was 13 years ago. In 2003, Dr. Frank Bongiorno, the director of the workshop, approached my family and I, says, I have this great workshop in the summer. We would love for you to be a part of it. And my mom thought he needs to get out of the house for a week. So I went, and really what makes that camp special for the kids is they almost discover a whole new genre of music that really they haven't been exposed to. And at the workshop was really when I found out that I wanted to be a jazz musician and when I wanted to study this music and play it for a living. I did it for 3 years as a student, and then I came back as a staff member. And then around 2011, 2012, I started teaching, and now I'm a professor at the Department of Music at UNCW. So it's almost like a full circle moment for me. You could probably call me the longest running jazz camper. This will be my 14th year in a row doing it. So it's really exciting.
And then you'll have some of your classmates from throughout those years in the jazz camp. They'll be coming back for this performance.
Yeah. This year we've decided to do something special and invite back previous workshop students for a 100% workshop alumni big band. So these people are some of my best friends, colleagues. You know, all of them now are performers and educators. They're making careers doing music. So we really want the kids to see that they were in their shoes 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, and now they're making careers being musicians.
Tell me about the music that you'll be playing.
So the music is very exciting. The first half is a different group than a big band. It's called a sextet, and it's a saxophone section and a rhythm section. The sextet was one of the premier jazz ensembles at UNCW, and it started in the workshop. So we're doing a couple of saxophone section pieces, like the Art Blakey arrangement of Caravan, a Michael Brecker tune called Funky See, Funky Do, which will feature a notable alumnus of the camp, Ryan Saronich. You know, really, there's a bunch of surprises. I don't want to give it all away. But we have that first portion, and then the second portion will be full big band, where we'll, again, be revisiting some of the old music, like Charlie Mingus's version of Moanin', a Wayne Shorter tune called Yes or No. You know, really exciting, you know, very high-energy pieces that I think everyone will enjoy.
That was Michael D'Angelo, percussionist from the Jazz Department of the UNCW Music Program. Find out more about performances this week at whqr.org.